I'm ready for a change, I wanna get smarter, I wanna grow up, but I know it gets harder. Let's heal the earth, clean up the water. I wanna change, I wanna hold hands and see your face. I wanna touch your skin, but that's not okay. Can't do much from 6 feet away. I wanna change, I wanna be stronger, I wanna laugh longer, heal the earth, cause I know that we've wronged her. We gotta start now, cause we won't get younger. Let's make a change and fight like warriors. Tried. How dare you compromise? It's up to us now, thanks to you.
Thanks so much for being with us, and welcome back to the roundtable and to our third hour, 14 minutes past 11 o'clock. We have an exciting event to talk about, WAM Fest 2025, the Capital Region's first festival dedicated entirely to women-led music, happening Sunday, September 14th at the Hangar in Troy. The event will bring together powerful harmonies, blazing guitars, fearless voices across genres, plus a marketplace of women-owned businesses. This morning, we talk about the music, the mission, the movement behind the new event, and share even some of the inspiring stories from these artists. To tell us more, we welcome Nikki Chaos, musician, journalist, and event producer in the Capital Region, founder of Women Are Making Music, WAM, and co-producer of WAM Fest. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I am well. Thank you very much. Shannon Taya is with us, singer, songwriter, and frontwoman of Shannon Taya and The Troop, is a WAM Fest headliner with recent singles and festival appearances, and will be and is with us this morning and will be a part of this event on the 14th. We also welcome Joanne Del Carpine of Joanne's Driving the Bus. Very cool band. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate you all being here. Welcome all. All right. So, Nikki, let us begin with you of how all this got together.
Well, there was long ago, Deb Kavanaugh and I started working on this actually in 2006, and it didn't really take off at that time. And then around 2023, some personal things happened to me that were really making me feel frustrated with how I saw women being supported in the music scene. And so I reached out to some of my other fellow women musicians and I said, let's just start to network and meet once a month and talk together about how we can improve things, how we can work together to make the scene better for us. And through that, we started doing monthly jams where we all got together as women to play music. And people found that very refreshing, that kind of environment and that supportive situation. And from there, we decided to do a festival.
So without having the subject hijacking the interview, what has been eradicated from the equation that has made this a more pleasurable experience?
You know, I think there's some confidence challenges around women participating in a male-dominated industry. And so sometimes when you're in an environment of all women, it's felt a little differently supportive. And you know, not to say that men aren't supportive. Actually, there's a vast number of men in the music industry who are very supportive of women, and there are spaces for that. But it just gives a different kind of space for women who may be intimidated in traditional situations.
Shannon, tell us about how you got involved in this as well.
Well, I met Nikki Chaos, I think, was it at a gig or an open mic? I think it was an open mic.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, this woman has a really powerful voice, both in song and in, you know, what she has to say. So we connected, and I don't know. She reached out. She told me about Wham. I was like, this sounds like something that I've been yearning for my whole life. So I got involved, and as a female-fronted band, it's really cool to be part of a lineup with other female-fronted bands. Like, I've never had this before.
And as far as the event itself, I mean, this is sort of the culmination of work that is done over a period of time, right?
Well, exactly. Really, when we were getting together for the jams, there was just such a sense of camaraderie and the kind of feeling that I remembered from going to Lilith Fair when that was happening, and that dates me a little bit. And I said, gee, you know, why can't we have something like that in the Capital Region? There's so many talented women at different stages of their careers. And you know, Shannon and Joanne and all of the other people on our lineup are just someone I just wanted to help share a stage with. So it just seemed like a natural evolution.
Joanne, tell us about your involvement, how you got involved.
Well, I took about 15 years off of playing music to be a mom. And, you know, musicians tend to work when everybody else is off. And I wanted to be home, and I wanted to take care of my boy and see him in his baseball games. And now that, you know, he entered college and everything opened up for me. So I started playing out in the Capital area about a year and a half ago. And somebody heard me at an open mic, Matt Warner, and said, you should come to Wham, which I did not even know what that was, the monthly women are making music. But as soon as he said women are making music, I said women are making music. And so I went and walked into this room that, and didn't know anybody. But, you know, in the 3 hours that I was there, we went around the circle. Each person chose a song. We led the songs. It was a safe place to be. And a very supportive place to be. And it was a lot of fun. So yeah. I just loved it and kept coming back. Yeah.
It's interesting hearing your story, Joanne, of how you came to the group. Is that fairly typical of how people come in and find out about you?
I think that's true. You know, I take my time to go to different open mics because I think it's a great way to meet people who are active in the scene, who are interested in up-and-coming music. And so it's a great outlet to network with people. But as the word has been getting out, we've been starting to get, noticed through social media or through the website. And we have a sign-up list now on the website for a newsletter. So I'm hoping to expand that. But actually, open mics is the best place to meet musicians in the Capital Region. And that's, you know, if you're an active musician playing, I think it's a great way to network.
So if you're going to those events, what's the pitch like for you of people to come and explore Wham?
If I see a woman musician in the audience, I say, hey, we have this music group, Wham. I maybe hand them a flyer. And if you're interested, we do jams once a month. We're going to be hosting shows and festivals, and we want to feature women artists. And I actually pitch the same to guys. Hey, do you know any women musicians in your life who might be a great fit? And wouldn't you love to come support our festival? Because we could use some male energy in our audience as much as the female energy, totally. Giving us a shout out and cheering us on. Right. So
well, we'll have a few men on stage on that night,
and
too.
And that's true,
yeah,
too.
So, absolutely.
It's not all women on the musician absolutely. Side, but it's women-led music, exactly.
And the website is a really good resource, too. We have a resource, wham518.com is people can go. They can look at what's happening for the festival, but also how do you get on the mailing list? When are we having our next open jam? So the website is a really good resource as well.
Shannon, tell us what you get out of it, of what you think is important and what you have learned along this time.
Well, how long do you have? I'm still learning.
Well, quite a bit. I can throw out the rest of the show if you want. Go ahead.
I would say a really big takeaway for me is oftentimes in my musical journey, I put myself in the shoes of myself as a child.
Okay.
And I think, you know, how would younger me look up to me now? Would I be proud of myself? The answer is, you know, very much yes. But also, how would younger me view a festival like this? And the truth is, I think this would blow my mind. Like, I had maybe two or three female musicians who were like real people, not celebrities, in my community growing up who I looked up to. Like, that's not very many. Only three, maybe. I'm trying to think, and I can only think of one's name.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew a lot of men. And so I'm mostly thinking about like the younger generations. I still feel like I'm a baby myself. I'm 24, but I think about people my age and younger.
Check.
I think about people my age and younger coming to this festival, and I just have so much hope. And I'm like, wow, like if I had the opportunity to come to a festival like this when I was a budding musician at 10 or 11 years old, this would inspire me so much. Because I was totally one of those kids. Anytime I'd see someone perform, it just like fueled me. Like, I was in my garage singing Taylor Swift into my very first PA, annoying all my neighbors just because, like, I saw a video of Taylor Swift online.
Yeah.
Like, so the takeaway for me, you know, in summary, is just I hope we inspire the youth. Like, it's really important to me.
Do you feel it impacts the art, impacts the music, impacts what you... like, what you perform, what you write, what you sing.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the best way to become, I don't know, self-assured in your style of art is to see as many different performances by other people as possible so that you can take what you want and what you feel inspired by and use it to shape your own set.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Give us a sense of how this will all unfold on the 14th.
Absolutely. Well, we have an amazing lineup of different styles of acts. And, you know, I just want to dovetail what Shannon was saying. One of the reasons Shannon's our headliner is because I see her as someone young and energetic and inspiring the youth of tomorrow's music and the way that she performs and the music that she writes and the covers she selects. So, you know, I'm really just grateful for her to be the beacon of that part of our festival. But we also have Kitty Rodeo, that is roots, rock, country, blues. We've got the Vava Voodoos, that's going to be like garage rock. We've got Luminous Crush with indie pop. And, you know, those are inside bands. And then we have the Wham Jam All-Stars also inside, which is actually different members of different bands coming together to do a very special one-of-a-kind set that you really won't get a chance to see ever again.
So cool.
And that's just indoors. And then we have the outdoor stage. So while things are changing over inside, you can go outside and enjoy our singer-songwriter lineup. We've got several artists there. Joanne Del Carpine, who's here with us today. Aaron Powers. Amy Lynn Slezak and Mark and Jill Sing the Blues, I think, is our outdoor lineup.
That's
so,
right.
Oh, and Gloria Duo.
Oh, and Gloria Duo. Yeah.
So it's just really nonstop music from like 1 to 7:30. We've got the amazing vendors. And we're also having tables from the League of Women Voters and the Collar City Pride Center, who are our two social causes that we're highlighting to help share information about things that are near and dear to our heart, because we think everybody should be empowered to vote. And we are very full supporters of Pride in the LGBTQ community.
Terrific. It is a lot going on. And what I get from what you just said is the enormous amount of talent there is in the region.
That's really what blew me away more than anything once Wham started to take off, is there's just so many talented people that I just wanted to help create a space for them to highlight their talents and share them with community.
It's WhamFest 2025 taking place at the Hangar in Troy on Sunday, September 14th. And a lot of fun. A good venue?
Actually, the Hangar is a really sought-after venue. One, because they're very accommodating and they're just lovely people to work with, and they always put on great shows. But the people running the sound there are at the top of their game, so you get a really great sound, which is
great
so
mix,
important
yeah.
to me when I go out to see live music.
Yeah, the band is only as good as their sound guy.
I think I really want to take a moment to stress that children can come to this festival for free. If they're coming with their parents, you know, or an adult that pays, then children are free. We really want this to be, it's a family-friendly event.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and we're hoping, you know, to have as many kids as we can, kids and teenagers, to really inspire them as well.
And my craft table will have stuff for your kids to keep them entertained. So
you have a craft table too?
I sure do.
Well, what's on the craft table?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was planning on bringing some coloring pages.
Okay.
I was going to bring lots of markers and crayons. And I also have handmade keychains and necklaces and magnets that I make. So lots of cool things for your kids to come check out.
Very, very cool. Well, people can find out more information about WhamFest 2025 by going to wham518.com. That's WAMM518.com. WHAM518.com. All takes place at the Hangar in Troy on Sunday, September 14th. What are the hours again?
1 to 7:30.
1 to 7:30 on the 14th at the Hangar in Troy. WHAM518.com. Nikki, Shannon, Joanne, you're all wonderful. I thank you so much for being so doing this and bringing this to our community and for sharing with us this morning. A delight to have you all here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, wham518.com. You can find out more by going to that web address, wham518.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.